You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A secret Ruatoria hemp trial planted in December is ready for harvest, and this Friday the community can come and smell, touch, smoke the plant and learn what all the hype is about. Last year, Hikurangi Enterprises secured a license from the Ministry of Health to establish a small trial crop of industrial hemp in Ruatoria this growing season. The possibilities for industrial hemp include foodstuffs, health products, textiles, and as a housing solution. My producer Jess Smith spoke to Manu Kadi from Hikurangi Enterprises this morning to learn more about the trial and began by asking about the uses of hemp.
Well, there's heaps of uses, and they go back thousands of years. I guess the most common ones that people know about are in ropes and material and that sort of stuff. I got married 20 years ago in a hemp shoot. And the other, what we're really interested in is the pharmaceutical medical uses of it. There's some great new research that's showing how beneficial it is for pain relief and for addressing a number of health conditions. So we're keen to pursue that. But people put the seed on their breakfast cereals and, it's said to be a superfood that contains all the essential vitamins and minerals that we need every day. So lots of uses and different purposes, and there's different strains that are grown for those different applications. So the strain that we are growing is this one that's high in CBD, which is a particular extract that's got the medical benefits, and others that are grown for their fiber, so they grow tall and have really long fiber that run through them, and others for the seed. So yeah, it just depends on what you want to use it for.
Awesome, that's really cool. So what's the overall aim for this trial?
Well, we thought we were just planting it to learn how to grow the stuff. So there's about 5,000 plants. We were lucky to get this strain that is quite difficult to access in New Zealand. And we just wanted to test out the conditions, the climate and that sort of stuff of where we grow. I mean, there's plenty of the illicit versions that grows around our area. Mm-hmm. So we know that it grows well here, but wanted to see how this particular strain went in the area that we were growing in. It did really well. We had a really dry summer. It was pretty much drought, and we only watered it for the first few days. And after that, it was fine, and it kept growing well. So it's been a good season, and it, as it turns out, yeah. So that was the purpose, was just to learn how to grow the stuff. We put it under some shade cloth so that the birds couldn't get it because they really like the seed. And it's in an area where there's pigs and other wildlife around, so we had to sort of fence it off. And there's a lot of rules around where you can and can't plant it and things from the government, but. Yeah, so that's what we thought we were doing, but after sort of word got out, there's a number of buyers that are interested, and I just had a phone call this morning from a guy who suffers from chronic pain, who's really keen to get some. Unfortunately, our license doesn't let us supply him at the moment, but we've been working with some scientists and researchers in New Zealand and overseas, and hope to get some products into clinical trials this year so that we can get it out there. And there's still sort of a lot of regulation around it, but those rules seem to be changing fairly rapidly, and there's a good chance that hemp, that the low THC hemp, will be able to be deregulated later this year. There's a committee that controls the medicines or makes recommendations to the minister about what medicine should be and shouldn't be regulated and controlled. And at the moment, the hemp, even though it's got no or very low THC, still is classified as a restricted medicine, but that may be changing soon.
Yeah, and so the hemp is now ready for harvest, and on Friday I've read that the community can come and touch, smell and smoke the plant. I'm sure a lot of people are curious, what effects does smoking hemp have?
I've heard it can give you a headache if you smoke too much of it, and we've had the plants tested. They came out at less than 0.1% THC, so the line goes that you'd need a smoker joint the size of a power pole to get a hit from it. Mm-hmm. And before you did that, your lungs will probably give out, I imagine. So, there's very little, there's no psychoactive response that you get from smoking it. And, probably I don't know if it might be a placebo or something, potentially. So,
yeah,
so smoking it, offering people to smoke it is just to demonstrate that it,
right.
it doesn't do anything. We had a bit of feedback from some of the local growers of the illicit variety who are concerned about the cross-pollination issue.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a real risk both for them and for us. Mm-hmm. If we get their THC crops pollinating with ours, then it raises the THC levels and means that we'd have to destroy our mm-hmm. crops. So we've had to be careful about where we planted this slot, but we've had offers from a lot of landowners that are keen to plant next season, and we'll just need to negotiate with the other growers in the area to make sure that we're far enough away. But the pollen can travel for 5 kilometres, so it's an issue that we'll have to work through in time.
Interesting. So what are the next steps for the trial now that it's ready for harvest?
Yeah, so Friday the community will come and basically we're going to pull up the whole plant. We understand there's some stuff we might be able to do with the roots, and also got an email yesterday from a local brewery that want to produce a hemp beer.
Oh, cool.
So I'm just talking to the Ministry of Health about the rules around us giving them the leaf mm-hmm. to do that, and maybe some of the flowers, the female flowers. We'll dry the stuff take the seed and save some of that for replanting. We'll cold press some of it for oil. And the husks, or the envelope that the seed sits in, is where the high CBD content is. And so that's the stuff that we'll be keen to put through an extraction process and turn into a product that can be put into some trials later in the year, hopefully, with some independent medical researchers that can take it through that process and just validate some of the anecdotal or some of the evidence overseas where the crop is already legal and people have been able to do research much more freely than we can in New Zealand at the moment.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.